You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.
Welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast, sponsored by West Termite, Pest and Lawn, Graham Thomas and Rick Fires here in Northwest Arkansas, the Democrat Gazette Studios, and Leland Barclay joined us from the River Valley Democrat Gazette offices in Fort Smith. And gentlemen, it's kind of like Leland said in his email earlier this week, it's time for the real games to begin. And I'm excited about conference play. Rick Fires, I know you're excited about conference play. And Leland, I know you're really excited about conference play. Ricky, how you doing today?
Doing well. Is it Pittman just says turn up the jukebox? Is he the guy? Well, you know what? I don't have a jukebox, but I got some CDs, some A-tracks, and I got them blaring right now for the start of conference play, the second season. Whether you're 3-0, 0-3, you get a fresh start, and really looking forward to Friday night's games.
Leland, it's time for the games that matter.
Let the games begin. You know, I got one final Friday night last week at Hackett in short sleeves and shorts, so I'm happy. I'm ready to go. Bring on fall weather now.
All right. Well, let's bring it on, just like you said, and let's not waste any time and jump right into the Gimme 5 for this week in the River Valley. Leland?
Well, as always, number one, we start with the River Valley Player of the Week. Senior quarterback Bryson Hamilton of Hackett had a historic game, truly historic game on Friday night from what I can find. He had 8 rushes for 307 yards, including touchdown runs of 97 and 96 yards on consecutive runs in the first half, which, as far as I can find, has never happened before in the history of Arkansas high school football for a quarterback or anybody to have touchdown runs of 96 or longer twice in the same game. And then the next time he touched the ball, he went 68 yards for a touchdown. You know, just an unbelievable performance by him. He also, completed 7 of 10 passes for 134 yards and a touchdown in a 47-0 win over Mountainburg to wrap up non-conference play for the Hornets.
So I can only imagine you sitting up in the press box or in the stands or wherever you were at, you know, whatever your setup was over at Hackett last week, and this happening in real time, and your brain just going into overdrive trying to figure out the records on that.
Oh, it was it was funny because they came over to me, brand new press box, air conditioning at Hackett. I wasn't expecting any of that, brand new press box. Oh. So they came over to me at one point and said, how many yards does he have now? And of course, he didn't carry the ball after that 68-yard touchdown run. But at that point, he had 8 carries for 307 yards. And yes, I started thinking, wow, has that ever happened? And you think about it, what has to happen for something like that to even be a possibility? Hackett's defense forced a punt that rolled out of bounds at the 3, which of course set up the 97-yard touchdown run. And then Mountainburg drove down to the 3, got stuffed and lost a yard on 4th down. So they turned the ball over on downs at the 4. Next play, Hamilton goes 96 yards. And, you know, he ran a 4-4-3 at the camp at UCA this summer. And once he got through the line of scrimmage, I mean, he was just he was gone, and there was nobody going to catch him, on the field. So it was and we got, videos of all 3 of those, rushes from the field. It was something to behold for sure. Number 2, senior quarterback Angel Alvarez helped lead Clarksville to a 19-14 win over Dover on Friday night.
Wow.
To end a 22-game losing streak for the Panthers.
Good for them.
Congratulations.
He was 12 of 17 passing for 205 yards and a touchdown, and also had 20 rushes for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's a
great game.
Really happy to hear about that. You know, we had Siloam in their long losing streak, and now Clarksville, they're done with theirs. And, Little Rock Central and Heritage played last week, and one of them ended, and it was Central. But, you know, anytime one of these ball teams can end a long losing streak, I'm always happy to see that.
Absolutely. That'll be a big boost also for the Panthers going into 5A West play that begins this week. And then number 3, Blake Forsgren, a quarterback from Southside, junior, helped lead Southside to a 41-28 win over Little Rock Southwest. He was 17 of 28 for 267 yards and 5 touchdown passes for the second week in a row. And the last Southside quarterback to throw 5 touchdown passes in consecutive games was Daniel Lunny in 1998. So a big night for Blake Forsgren. Peyton Zimmerman, 6 catches for 127 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then Jaden Webb rushed for 112 yards. And Southside had a big defensive stand right before the half to send Southside into the locker room with a 17-6 lead. And now for 4 and 5, and we never put these in order other than we always recognize our River Valley Player of the Week as number one. But for 4 and 5 now, we're going to jump across the state line into Oklahoma. Number 4, Jackson Harris, a quarterback for Salisaw, rushed 14 times for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns as Salisaw wrapped up non-district play 3-0 with a 27-14 win over Eufaula. Number 5, on Thursday night, right down the road from the Black Diamond, Salisaw Central quarterback Braxton Goodson rushed 18 times for 251 yards and 3 touchdowns and also threw for 122 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 36-13 win over Roland.
Is that 8-man?
No, that's 11-man.
Okay.
You know, I was kind of...
And that was at the Palace in the Pasture.
An honorable mention, Leland, I know it's not one of our teams necessarily in the River Valley, but those Vian Wolverines, my goodness, what a show they put on Friday night against Pecola. Woo.
Well, and they return to LaFleur County on Thursday night to start district play at Spiro. And, yeah, if you want to keep an eye on somebody that's just outside of our area, Mason Wright, maybe you've heard of his dad. You know, the great back Wright for Kenyatta Wright for Vian several years ago, played for Oklahoma State. I think he was 2-time All Big 12 and then also played in the NFL for several years too. So he's Kevin, I kept getting tweets and texts from Kevin. He had a big game for sure.
Yep. Well, that'll lead us into our River Valley Sports Report for the week, Leland. And, you know, if it's anything like it is up in Northwest Arkansas, this is going to go really, really quick because it is a very, very busy, busy week for not only for prep sports up here, but just for all sports in general.
Well, and oddly enough, some of those sports are even starting to wind down a little bit. Golf plays their district tournaments this week. In fact, I think Alma and Van Buren and Greenwood are all in Mountain Home on Tuesday for the golf conference tournament. And then softball, fast pitch softball in Oklahoma, the regionals start this week and go Thursday and Friday. There's 16 regionals in Class 2A. Both Pecola and Panama are hosting. And then those 16 winners advance to the 8 super regionals, with those 8 winners advancing to the state tournament. And then, of course, in volleyball this past week, Alma defeated Greenwood. Van Buren turned around and defeated Greenwood, and that's a tight race. And volleyball's pretty much approaching the halfway point of the conference schedule. Southside remains undefeated at 7-0. They play Tuesday at Heritage, and then Hackett remains undefeated as well at 17-0. And then, of course, like you said, conference play starts. Mountain Home at Fort Smith Southside's a big one. Hackett goes to Mansfield, so the gauntlet that is the 3A1 begins this week. And then, of course, the big one at Shiloh Christian, Greenwood against the Saints.
Yep, we're excited about that one for sure. Sneak peek here. Rick and Leland will be covering that game this week for us. Going to be a packed house at the Champion Stadium over at Shiloh Christian. What a great atmosphere. I just hope the weather will hold off a little bit. And it's time for the Northwest Arkansas Top 5 Performance of the Week. So, Rick Fires, take it away.
Man, I got to start. I'm still buzzing. Anybody who saw this game is still buzzing. Texas High, 55. Fayetteville, 54. Fayetteville was so close. They represented the state of Arkansas very well. There was just a little mistake here, a little mistake there. They could have won this game. It was interesting. I like to walk the sidelines, and I see a guy, a coach from Oregon there. I see a coach from Georgia there. There are talented people all over that field. As far as stats, Garrett Odom, the Fayetteville quarterback, threw for 322 yards, five touchdowns. And it's interesting watching this kid. It's such a contrast from last year. Drake Lindsey, pocket passer, 6'5", throw it on a rope. Garrett, he can stretch them plays out. He can roll right, roll left, and keep his eyes downfield and finally find a receiver. He was really good at that. You know, everybody talks about Jason Delamar, big-time athlete for Fayetteville. But, hey, they got a number two receiver, Katavion Taylor, 7 catches, 110 yards, 2 touchdown catches, ran for a 3rd touchdown. Just tremendous effort for Fayetteville. And they'll regroup and get ready to play Bentonville West Open Conference. Our player of the week up here, Kobe Grogan, Greenland, senior running back, 239 yards rushing, 32 carries. That's a workload. He brought the balance to the offense. You know, Slade Norwood off to a fantastic start, the young quarterback from Green, and they really needed that that ground attack. They won the game 42-18 after losing last year, blowing an 18-point lead, losing 56-52.
Hey, let me cut in here real quick.
Yeah,
Rick.
Sure.
Those Greenland Pirates, I mean, they can move the football.
They've got
a good offense.
They can, and that balance. You love that everybody, so you can't gang up on Norwood all the time, and Kobe brought that ground game to beat Green Forest.
To add on real quick, they've got a young man named Brandon Vaughn who I think may be the best football player on that team. He's a really good defensive player. I think he's got like 15 career interceptions. He's a really good wide receiver. Watch out for Greenland in the 3A1. They're going to be a contender in that league.
Absolutely. Prairie Grove, man, they held on to win 34-32 over Coweta, Oklahoma, if I'm saying that right. One of the big plays in the second half, they stopped a 2-point conversion that would have tied the game. Prairie Grove just eats up out of that wing tee offense, 358 yards. And I count, there's like 3 or 4 guys had, you know, 94, 80, 86, 64, 50. So you don't have to just stop one guy. You got to stop 4 or 5 guys for Prairie Grove. Even a quarterback, Absher, scored 2 touchdowns. Here's something kind of off the field that people need to be aware of, that Springdale Harbor, which a few weeks ago beat Farmington, but they self-reported a use of an ineligible player. Very unfortunate. You hate to see that. So instead of a 65-50 loss, Farmington gets the win, a 1-0 forfeit, and now they're 2-1 on the season because of that forfeit. Now we've got volleyball going on strong. And our man Paul Boyd put me onto this. Bentonville in volleyball beat the 2-time Class 5A state champion Benton 3-2. Sounds like a very exciting match as part of a tri-match with who else? Tulsa Bishop Kelly was in there. But Bentonville beat Benton. Tori Otter had 12 kills, 18 digs. And just a tremendous – volleyball is really big here in the western part of the state and around Jonesboro area as well. So there was a nice win for Bentonville.
I tell you what, you know, going back to that Harbor self-reporting thing, I always really commend teams when they do that. You know, we don't know who the kid was or, you know, who the ineligible player was. It might have been just a, you know, someone in the fourth quarter who was just – getting mop-up time.
Yeah.
But when you do that, I mean, I think everybody, you know, just has a tremendous amount of respect for teams that say, hey, you know, we had someone who was ineligible and, you know, we're owning up to it. And
did you write rule.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Harbor, that takes away a win for them. But, you know, that's just how it goes. Now we'll lead right into our Northwest Arkansas Sports Report. And, Rick, it's a big week this week. You know, on the volleyball front, tonight, Tuesday night, you know, Bentonville, that same Bentonville team you talked about is playing at Fayetteville. Big matchup. And then it's the Battle of Bentonville in volleyball on Thursday. Bentonville West at Bentonville. And Paul will be there for that one. In cross country, it's the Chili Pepper weekend. You know, I said it's a busy week, and it's Chili Pepper week, and that's the biggest race, you know,
of the year.
Yeah, it's and just as far as sheer numbers go, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I know they do this on a week when the Razorbacks aren't in town, and I can only imagine it's the mass of humanity that's out there, not only for the high school race, but the junior high races, the open runs, all the different things going out there. You know, it's not Prep Rally, but you know, we got the LPGA going on out here. That's a big deal. And of course, you know, we got high school football, and you guys have already kind of hinted at it. You know, Greenwood at Shiloh Christian, that's our game of the week this week, and it's going to be a huge 6A West Conference opener. I can't even imagine opening up a conference with
Boom. Yeah. Don't mess around. Let's go.
We've been talking about this one since July or so. But, you know, some other big games, too. They've already, Leland's already mentioned Hackett at Mansfield. How about this one? In Class 4A, you got all those 3-0 teams facing each other. So Lincoln mm-hmm. is playing at Gravett.
Mm-hmm.
I think Elkins is playing at Gentry. Every one of those teams is 3-0.
Yep.
So someone's not going to be undefeated after that one's all said and done. Alma's heading over to the hills of Harrison for a big 5A matchup.
That's a long time. I go back to Tommy Tice day and Frankie Vines. Man, I loved that rivalry.
Yeah. They had a barn burner down at Alma last year. Harrison won, I believe, on a Hail Mary pass. Mountain Home is coming over here to down the mountain to play Southside. They're used to those big trips. Northside is playing at Rogers. How about this one? 0-3 Harbor at 0-3 Bentonville. Who would ever thought that? But that's still a really big game in the 7A West.
Sure is.
There's a lot of a lot of things going on. Conference play, cross country, volleyball, And not to lose sight of this, but the girls' golf state tournament starts a week from Tuesday. So I believe that's on October the 1st or September the 3rd, whatever it is. But the girls' golf is down there in Central Arkansas. That's going to be big.
Hey, Graham, going back to Chili Pepper, I've covered that before. And it's almost a recruiting tool for University of Arkansas. These teams come from, I mean, Santa Fe, Texas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and after the races, these kids, they get on the podium and said University of Arkansas, and it seems like all the time they want to get their picture right there, because University of Arkansas had one of the premier track programs in the country, and, you know, there's a college portion, but I remember watching these kids get there on that podium, and it's a big-time picture for them, and I think it helps get recruits here.
Yeah, and just a really cool deal. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will get to our annual Who You Got segment.
If you're enjoying this podcast, consider a newspaper subscription to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette or the River Valley Democrat Gazette. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners, so visit nwaonline.com/nwapodcast to get started. You can also click the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com. Or call us at 479-684-5509 and be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Now back to the show.
And we're back with the Prep Rally Podcast, sponsored by West Termite, Pest and Lawn, Graham Thomas and Rick Fires in Northwest Arkansas, and Leland Barclay join us in the River Valley. And gentlemen, it's time for Who You Got? Who You Got? And I'll be honest with you, I've been so busy this week, I haven't even had a chance to total up the standings from last week. So
I won.
I'm sure you did.
No, I don't know.
I know that we all picked Fayetteville to beat Texas High, and anyway, so we all lost that one. But so we're gonna we've got 8 games to pick for you this week, and so we'll just go ahead and get started. And we'll start with what I hope is a really good game in Class 3A. I know Leland Barclay would be there if he could, but we got Bryson Hamilton, the record-setting runner for the Hackett Hornets, and his team, the Hackett Hornets, playing at Mansfield. Leland Barclay, who you got?
You know, I picked Mansfield to win the conference before the season started. I know they're 1-2. They beefed up their non-conference schedule. I've still got to go with Mansfield to win this game, but Bryson Hamilton is more than capable of keeping them in the game. But I picked Mansfield to win the conference opener in the 3A1.
How much do you think Mansfield is going to see video of him going 96 and 97 yards?
Every single day this week.
Rick, who you got?
I got Hackett. I'm going with the Hackett. They've been so impressive. Yeah, so I go Hackett.
I'm going to go with Leland on this one and take Mansfield. I know they've had some tough ones open up with, but I think they'll find a way to be able to, as long as they don't let Bryson Hamilton get behind them, they'll keep them in front of them. So I've got Mansfield. All right. Up in Northwest Benton County, Class 4A, Lincoln at Gravette. I'll start us off with this one, and not going to go against the LDC, the Lion Destruction Crew of the Gravette Lions. I'm taking Gravette and Gabe Holmes and the boys to get it done. Rick, who you got?
I'm going against you. I got the old Lincoln Wolves. Quarterback Jones used to be he was an All-State running back. They moved him to quarterback. He's doing a lot of good over there. Exciting game, 2-3-0 teams. I got Lincoln.
All right. Leland, who you got?
I mean, I agree. 2-3-0 teams. It's a tough one, but I'm going to go with Lincoln as well.
Woo. No respect for the LDC from you guys. All right. This is going to be a fun atmosphere. I think you like you said, Rick, anytime Alma and Harrison get together, it's like Tommy Tyson, Frankie Vines again. But, you know, now it's Chris Keelan against Rusty Bush, but still the Airedales and the Goblins. So, Rick, I'm going to start you off with this one. Alma at Harrison, who you got?
I got the Airedales traveling all the way up to the hills and taking on Harrison Goblins and coming all the way back down with the victory for the Alma Airedales.
So, man, I've been up to Harrison enough times. No, you just don't really see teams win in Harrison very much except for the Goblins. So, give me 0-3 Harrison to get their first win of the year against Alma, and that is the team I picked to win the 5A West. So, Leland, who you got?
Well, and, you know, of course, you know, Garrison Stadium is not on the banks of Crooked Creek anymore. No. So they don't have that little mystique going. But a little tidbit about, you know, Frankie Vines and Tom Tice, you know, those two coaches coached in games against each other more than any other two coaches in state history. They went head to head. And you're right, they're not up there this time. But Harrison's won the last 6 years against the Airedales. But I'm picking Alma to end that losing streak against the Goblins.
Woo-hoo. All right. We've got a lot of disparity here between all these picks. I like it. I think we're going to have some more on this one, too. Class 6A, newly welcomed Class 6A West member Fort Smith Southside opens at home against the Bombers of Mountain Home. The trending upward Bombers in recent years. So, you know what? I'll start us off again on this one. You know, these long travel trips don't Mountain Home's used to this kind of thing. They're used to it, and I think they're going to this is one of the better teams that Steve Airey has had at Mountain Home. Give me Mountain Home Bombers to pick up the win on the road at Fort Smith Southside. Rick Fires, who you got?
Again, I got Fort Smith Southside at home against Mountain Home. It's just hard for me to believe these guys are in the same conference now. But I think Fort Smith Southside will rise up and win this game at home.
All right. What you got? Who you got, Leland?
You know, prior to the season, I put together a list of about 25 games to watch this year in the River Valley. You know, must-see games, games to go to. This was not one of them. I did not see Southside being 3-0. I didn't see Mountain Home being 3-0. But, wow, what a blockbuster to start off 6A West play. You know, Mountain Home, you talk about how good they've been this year. They've scored in all 12 quarters that they've played this year. So, very good offensively. But I just think the Mavericks win the home opener in the 6A West on Friday night.
Hopefully they have a good, really good crowd there at Fort Smith Southside. Harold McIlvain will have the coverage for us on that one. It's still kind of the River Valley. Russellville's in that River Valley, but another good Class 6A game. Van Buren at Russellville. Leland, who you got?
You know, Van Buren has struggled at Russellville through the years, and I think even though both of these teams, I think, are very good offensively, I think Russellville being at home is the difference. I picked the Cyclones to win this game to open up the 6A West.
All right, I'm going to go and join a lot right along that Russellville will take it over Van Buren. Rick, who you got?
I'm going to take Van Buren Pointers.
All right. You know, that's – it seems like this was a really exciting game last year. But, Leland, am I wrong, but didn't Van Buren kind of jump out to a big lead and had to hold on late in this one last year?
Yeah, they've played some really good games through the years, and, yes, they did.
All right. Let's move on up to Class 7A, Fort Smith Northside at Rogers. The Rogers Mounties, 2-1. Both teams didn't play last week. Northside with a win against Coweta in their last outing. I'm going to go with the Rogers Mounties to get the home win to start off 7A West Conference play. Leland, who you got?
Well, you know, I was talking to a conference coach recently, and he mentioned Fayetteville, Bentonville, and Rogers in the same breath with Fayetteville and Bentonville. So that speaks very highly of Rogers. And I don't remember a time in the conference when Rogers was really mentioned consistently at the top of the conference in the conversation, especially with Fayetteville and Bentonville. And I think this Rogers team has the potential to be very special. And I think they open up the 7A West conference schedule at home with a victory.
Rick Fires.
I'm going Rogers. Leland talked about 20 years ago, Rogers almost dead as far as program, but man, they've really come on. Eight wins. And a coach talking about, man, we just get over the hump. These one of the games you're going to have to win if they want to get a deep playoff run. I think Rogers takes care of business in this game.
All right. How about this one? 2-0-3 teams. Springdale Harbor, 1-2 on the field, but officially 0-3 at legit 0-3 on the field. Bentonville, you know, both teams in need of a big win. You know, I'll start us off on this one. It's at Tiger Stadium. You know, I think Bentonville will figure out a way to beat Springdale Harbor, even though I think you could see a lot of points scored because I think Harbor is a good offensive football team. But I'm going to take Bentonville to beat Springdale Harbor. Leland, who you got?
You know, they say that, you know, a team is what their record is. That's not the case with the Bentonville Tigers. No. It's all about, you know, in real estate, they talk about location, location, location. In non-conference play in high school football, it's competition, competition, competition. Bentonville is not an 0-3 team. They rebound this week and starts on a trajectory upwards.
Rick, who you got?
Leland's 100% right. It's about who they played. They ain't scared, like we say in Arkansas, they ain't scared of nobody. They were lost 2 out of 3 last year, still got the championship game. So I got Bentonville in this game as well.
All right, our game of the week. You two guys are the picks everybody wants to know on this one. Greenwood at Shiloh Christian, so I'll just get mine out of the way. I just don't see anybody beating Greenwood. Greenwood. In a very high-scoring affair against Shiloh Christian. Leland, who you got?
You know, I think if a team is going to have a chance against Greenwood, which their first-string offense scored 23 out of 26 possessions in non-conference play, they're going to have to score with the Bulldogs. And I just don't see Shiloh Christian with a backup quarterback being the team that can score with Greenwood. So I think Greenwood, and just wait until you see the capsule that comes out on Thursday and the score that I've predicted.
Rick's pick, who you got?
Well, I don't know what his prediction. Please tell me you picked 14-7. I don't want to see, with our deadlines, I don't want to see 65-55, please. But Greenwood will win this game, whether it's 14-7 or 55-50.
All right. Well, that's going to be a fun one. I really hope it ends up being a good ball game. And, you know, again, you guys that we pick against, if y'all ever prove us wrong, we'd love to hear about it and know that you're listening to the podcast. So, all right. Well, that's going to wrap us up for this week's Prep Rally. We'd like to thank our sponsor, West Termite Pest and Lawn. And, guys, it's the real games begin for Rick Fires in Northwest Arkansas, for Leland Barclay in the River Valley. This is Graham Thomas signing off. We love you.